to that there. That's Catawba that I cut in and come up to where it forked.
Yeah.
And then I sawed the two off, and it fit the back of the mailbox in the front too. Just a natural brace that fit all the way through instead of just having one post under the mailbox.
Yeah.
And the one post under our mailbox, it was put there in 1947. And it's still there. And it'll be there for that much longer. But the other one, my sister moved over there, and I just put it up last year. And they live. You can cut a limb off one of them and just stick it in the ground. It'll live. That tree that I cut, I say tree, it's 6 or 8 inches through. And I planted right in the edge of that road down in the clay. And that thing is still shooting out sprouts there, trying to grow. And it may just take root whether or not. But you can cut fence posts out of them and go and stick them down in the ground. And they'll take root down there and come on out and make them. And the wife wants me to cut all them out there, and I won't do it. So you get a worm that gets on there and eats the leaves, and he'll get 3 inches long. And that's just as good a fish bait as you can find anywhere.
What kind of worm is he calling that?
It's a Catawba worm. He's kind of green, and he'll have a dark stripe down his back.
Yeah.
And if there's a rain throw in the country anywhere, when that worm gets on a tree, that rain throw's there. And he's a bird.
Yeah.
And
I'm a crow.
Well, I don't know whether he's a type of crow or not, but he's a kind of a reddish brown bird on the wings and back and white breast. And he'll just sit around a tree and eat them things until he gets so poor that you can pick him up and you can't hardly feel him. But then in the fall of the year, when the oak worms eat the oak, he'll eat them and he'll get mud fat.
Until he gets so poor?
Yeah. He gets so poor, you pick him up and you can't hardly tell you got anything.
You mean they're not good for
him? I don't think they are, but that bird thinks they are. He will. He just won't have no weight at all, hardly. He just sit there and eat them things. And he'll catch one and just hold him in his bill for a little bit and then swallow. And then, well, they can eat as many worms as a goose can grass.
when you're getting water off the land, you say you were doing what you were. Did you ever?
No, not in our area, but most of them they used to call it ditching. Yeah. My neighbor right up here, he got some bought in this. Well, he called it a valley, anyhow, it was lower ground. And then it went on up farther, and the water come from the north down in there. And he went and took a spade, and he just cut him a ditch right across the north side of it. So when the water of these come off of these other places down there, it hit that ditch, come out to the road ditch, and wouldn't come on over on his. And it did good, because he could farm it after he did that.
He was doing what he was draining.
He was draining or bypassing the water around his, off of his area. That old ground down there was, in the wintertime when it was wet before he did that, you could walk through there and that stuff would shake.
Was that how far, how wet it was?
How wet and soggy it was.
What kind of land would you call land?
No, it'd have some top soil, but underneath would be some of your Georgia pipe clay.
Yeah.